This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, you're back. We need your luck. Let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Are you one bet on the card? All right. It's probably a winner. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm thinking about adding one more, but it's correlated to this one. So we will see. But best bet of the day for me is going to be in the Royals and the Blue Jays game. I'm going to take the first five under four runs for -105. You got two great pitchers here, two mediocre offenses, and a weather forecast that would be better for the pitchers because it's supposed to be like 56 degrees and rainy at the time of this game in Kansas City. So let's start off with the pitchers. Jose Berrios has been fantastic this season. He is a sparkling 4-0 with a 0.85 ERA. He is a veteran pitcher. I don't think going on the road is going to bother him too much. Plus, it's a daytime game. I feel like it's always more difficult for the hitters to get going. Then you look at the Royals. Cole Reagans had a tough one against the Orioles. But that's the Orioles. That's one of the best offenses in all of baseball. If you take that start out, he has had quality starts in each of the last four outings. So I think he gets back on track here. He has high end potential, can miss a lot of bats. He's had at least seven strikeouts in three of his last five games. So I think both these pitchers can keep it under wraps, at least for the first five innings. And plus, it's going to be bad weather. So let's go first five under four runs for -105.
Let's go. I am also on that play as well. And my favorite pick of the day is an afternoon game. Brewers money line at the Pirates. I don't know how in the world you don't take the Brew Crew at this price. After that hot start to the season for the Buccos, we knew they were going to slow down at the plate, and they have. They have scored more than three runs in a game only once in their last nine tries. Their offense, ice cold. Now they have to face Freddy Peralta, who has been a beast this season. The Brewers have won all four of his starts. He has allowed one run in his last 12 innings pitched, and he outclasses Mitch Heller. The Brewers win it. Milwaukee money line today in Pittsburgh, -125.
Ooh, the Brew Crew. All right, is the moment of truth to see if the 8-ball still works after a week out of commission. If you're new to the show, we always ask a Magic 8-ball from the toy store if it likes our bets, so let's do it now.
Let us gaze upon the glorious Magic 8-ball. Shall it fade or tail these noble bettors?
All right. Your girl is back to the bets that she always makes, and that is first five unders. First five under four between the Blue Jays and the Royals. 8-ball, do we like it? 8-ball says, better not tell you now. God, 8-ball, up to its old tricks. Let's try again. 8-ball says, without a doubt. That's better. Wasn't that hard? Hell yeah. All right. I thought I was going to get another hell yeah.
Brother. Let's go. Good to have you back, 8-ball. Let's get it. How's that? Is that better?
There we go. And the people said, hell yeah, brother. How about Jinx's play? Jinx is on the Brew Crew on the money line over the Pirates. 8-ball says, my sources say no. Ooh, sources. NFL draft day. Wonder who his source is.
Let me tell you something. Those sources are probably right because my bets have been terrible this week. As we know, to check out each and every 8-ball shake, you can do it every day on the BetQL Network. You can check out each and every show on the BetQL Network. Easy to do, twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea, may I interest you in one more bet today?
No, you may not. It is one bet and one bet only. So go ahead with your CVS receipt of bets.
I suck. Just fade everything I say. I am also for the sake of time, I am also on Blue Jays Royals. I'm going under 4.5, -140. It's what I do. Also, Mariners money line, -125 at the Rangers. Luis Castillo taking on Andrew Heaney. Heaney has been bad this season. Hasn't gone past the fifth inning in any of his four starts. Rangers have lost every one of those games. Luis Castillo, suspect start, has really settled in nicely, giving up only two runs in his last 13 innings pitched. The Texas bullpen, a big liability for the Rangers in this one as well. Cheap price, Mariners money line, -125 in Arlington. And finally, Sixers laying 4.5 against the Knicks. I just think this is a good spot for Philly to get back on track. They should have won game two. We remember gave up a 5-point lead in the last 30 seconds. Joel Embiid looks better than I thought. Jalen Brunson has been held in check, at least efficiency-wise on offense. Sixers cover the number tonight in Philly. Let's do your BetQL 5-star best bet for everything you need to become a more informed better. The trends, the analysis, the stories, just download the BetQL app. Donkster, come on in. What do you got?
Tessa, it's the Donkster. I've been studying French to welcome you back to the States. Bonjour, j'espère que tu as aimé voir des films ou à la télévision.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
It says, I hope you enjoyed seeing naked women on TV.
Monsters. Oh.
Yeah. Remember when you saw that?
Maybe you
French
both can
television?
Watch Naked Attraction together.
Oh, we will. That Donkster's been a dirty boy over the past couple weeks. We got to have him clean up his act. Donkster, we got to get Chris Mack. Hurry up.
Okay, Dad. Phillies at the Reds. Over 8. Also, squad play. 76ers minus 4.5. Hosting the Knicks.
Okay. God, look at the camera angle on this guy. He deserves it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.